a bright commenter on yesterday's Pink Lister video here noticed that they'd already slain Father Christmas here, as only his head is left, but the man had already been slain. Furthermore, proving the incitement for violence by the Pink List killers on all men, and the definite murder threat nicely and legally camouflaged. It's a weird coincidence that yesterday, February 9th, 2020, when I finished and uploaded my Pink Lister video, which you can see here, Swissy voted yes in a Swiss referendum accepting a new Pink List killer law, opening up the next witch hunt on humanity, in which Pharaoh can send anyone to prison for a long time who won't accept the Pink List killers and their ways. Thus, of course, giving the Nazi Templars the perfect tool to persecute the Muslims and also the jaywalkers, those of the latter who still follow the old ways, of course. So today, the day after, Pharaoh's propaganda machine couldn't withhold their joy in showing the new Swiss octagon Nazi leader for Germany, Alice Heidel, all over. Discussing her new Swiss Nazi goose steppers of the On brand, as if she were some Hollywood star. Oh, they're really pushing it. And that all the Swiss are in favor of a Pink List killer marriage, like a nest for creating more little Pink List killers Nazis for the Third World War, being in the Templar mold. You can see it, the day after the referendum, February 10th, 2020. There you go. They're pushing it. Therefore, I call the new Swiss Führer Alice Heidel, with a double S at the end of Alice, and the same initials, H for CH18 or C18, a reference to Combat 18. Swissy is celebrating the new Führer all over the Swiss media day one after the referendum, adding up to the proofs how Nazis and Pink List killers are all linked up, being one and the same thing, as I've proven you yesterday in my film. So now, how come the leader of the German Nazi Party is living in Switzerland and not in Germany? So once again, Swissy is launching the next attack on Germany and the rest of humanity from out of Switzerland, the base of the Nazi Templars, as in the Swiss beast, home of the devil, in which I explain how Hitler was in Switzerland, his deputy Rudolf Hess even lived there, how Mussolini lived 2 years in Switzerland, where Swissy Nazi Templar trained him, just like Vladimir Lenin, 20 years in Switzerland before turning him loose on the Russian people, releasing the Red Terror on them, all made in Switzerland, like the Swiss health minister of the Third Reich, the Dr. Leonardo Conti, torturing millions, nicknamed the Swiss sadist, like the head of the SS Einsatzgruppen, the Swiss SS Standartenführer Karl Jäger, butchering millions, like the ethnic Swiss commandant of Auschwitz, Rudolf Höss, speaking Swiss-German in Auschwitz, like the ethnic Swiss SS Himmler, Julius Streicher, Dr. Mengele, Christian Wert, SS Obersturmbannführer, Commandant of Sobibor Camp, Swiss ISIS, Abu Musab al-Swisri, Templars, Teutonic Knight, 30-Year War, etc. and so forth. All coming out of Switzerland, attacking humanity, just as today's Alice Heidel, using Switzerland as an aircraft carrier to launch the next attack on Europe, and most of all, the Germans. History repeating itself. Apparently they've run out of ideas. So they tried it first for decades with a, well, let's say, soft approach to seduce us into the new Pink List killer manhunt laws, which they're going to shove down our throats now the hard way through yesterday's new manhunt laws of Switzerland. in conjunction with the new Swiss Nazi Templar star Alice Heidel and her Templar Pink List killers. Well, it's not my cup of tea, really. This is Swaziland of the Knights Templars, folks. I warned you. And it's rapidly folding out again. Of course, Swissy is going to use yesterday's new Swiss referendum laws as a tool against the only opposition left in a true manhunt on the Muslims. Just as Swissy launched the assault from out of the motherland against the Jaywalker people during World War II. The new Swiss female Führer for the goddess Hell Vatica has a nest with another pink list killer female and two defenseless growing up humanoids in their nest. Whereas I, Sean Ross, hardly ever see my children anymore because of the terror of the Swiss beast, the whore of Babylon with whom all nations traded through her Swiss Nazi Templar banks.